Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Chris Earle. We are starting Chris's Helpful Tips. I am here with you until 8 p.m. If you want to call on in, 855-915-9636. If you would like to make a request or if you have a question for me, I will give you advice that you don't need. I'll do my best. I'll give you some advice. Maybe having trouble with New Year's resolutions, you know? Like I have, you got to have more attainable goals, like eat an entire pizza by myself, check, not call my mother back, check, you know, goals like that. That's what you got to do for the new year, for 2024. Happy birthday to Daryl and Kyle, who are my two twin brothers. They're still twins as far as I know. Yeah, they're 40 today. And I remember hanging out with them as, you know, they were little kids and me and my friends were all in our teens. So it was fun to have a couple of new babies sitting around the house and be able to play with. So happy birthday to those guys and happy birthday to my friend Mike Lambert, who is over that. He's over 40. Let's just say that. And he's out there trying to relax. Everybody's sick. Everybody's a little under the weather. Myself included, back in last year in December, I was a little under the weather. I'm doing better now, though, and hopefully stay away from the COVID, stay away from the flu. I had the flu. I didn't have the COVID yet, and, you know, I come in here, and I get a little scared because, you know, people come in here, and they, like, they lick the mic, and they do all kinds of weird stuff, you know?
Mission was starting fire.
All right. We want to get started. I don't have a producer here, so that was me effing that up. But it's basically Chris's Helpful Tips. I'm going to play tunes for you. If you want to call in, I will talk to you or I will play your requests here until 8 p.m. Let's make it fun, shall we? It is the first show of 2024. Let's have a good old time. Or let's do the best we can. How's that?
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
I thought I could turn things around and show you something that was new. But all I got was disappointment. I was left without a clue. But you can never change.
But you can never change. Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
This first song goes out to a very special puppy. His name is Thunder. It's Thunderstruck, AC/DC. It's Chris's Helpful Tips, here with you until 8 p.m. 855-915-9636.
Thunder.
you know I need someone. Hello, everybody. It's Chris Earl. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. Here with you until 8 p.m. Do what I did last week. Play some tunes. Answer some calls. Talk a little bit. First thing I guess we can talk about. Well, I mentioned my brother's and my buddy's birthday. And I mentioned a very special dog, Thunder. And I'm going to mention the weather. Does anybody know what's going to happen with the weather? Any clue? Any ideas? Maybe we'll get some snow? Maybe. Storm Center 5, updated timeline when heavy snow is going to impact Massachusetts. This happened 2 hours ago, so now it's probably changed already. Who knows? Let's see what they have to say. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. First tip is bundle up. Bundle up. I know it's cold. You know, we had that wind whipping around today. So my advice to you is bundle up. And you know what that means, New England, is, you know, take out your old shirts that don't fit and stick them underneath. And get out your big sweaters and your big overcoats. Everybody's like three times larger during January and February. I have a brand new shirt that I got for Christmas. And it's big. It's big. It's like a 3XL. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't really fit, but with about five items of clothing underneath it, it's going to fit just right. I'm going to be like that little kid in Christmas Story with all the layers on it. I'm going to fall over and not be able to get back up again. Like Augustus Gloop. Well, it's 5:15. Well, it's 5:16. Missed that minute. I'm never getting that one back. But it's 5:16 in the evening, still at work, leave. You know? First week back to work, kinda. You know? Kind of. Nobody ever really seems to know what to do that first week after getting out, but there's always stuff going on. You always got to get your stuff done. You know? But I'm going to play some tunes here, and if you want to call in, you can. It's 855-915-WMFO. Maybe I'll have some helpful tips for you. Right now, I'm going to just throw on a little Tom Petty.
One, and two, one, two, three. Don't be afraid.
It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 8 p.m. I'll be playing some tunes for you. I'll be offering a little bit of wisdom, a little bit of advice. We'll talk a little bit more about the weather here. So it says heaviest snowfall between midnight and 8 a.m. So midnight on Sunday until 8 a.m. And it says it's going to be anywhere from an inch to 75 inches. No, it says an inch to like 12 inches. Depends on where you are, you know? Just like that in life. Like you're on Nantucket, it's less than an inch. Like who cares? You can go out, go to the beach. You know, Hyannis, an inch to 3 inches. It's nothing. Most guys have that, you know? 3 to 6 inches. My gay friend Bob called me up and he said he's going to give out 3 to 6 inches tonight. It's a gay joke. Anyway, here with you until 8 p.m. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. Here's the weather forecast. It's going to be cold. It's going to be wet. It's going to be white. Bundle up. Bundle up, everybody. 6 to 9 inches in Worcester County. Whoever goes out to Worcester County when you're in Boston or Medford, nobody goes out there. Everybody in Worcester, they think they're so freaking great. They're not. Boston's so much better. Springfield's better than them. That's a stretch, you know. Springfield's a dump. Worcester's always talking about how great they are. They're not that great. Hartford's great. Hartford's a good town. Providence is great, you know. Out of states, like for bang for your buck, you know, size-wise, Rhode Island offers a lot. Sure, most of it's run by the mob, but it offers a lot. 9 to 12 inches up in Orange County. I don't even think I've ever been to Orange County. I've lived here for 53 years. I've never been to Orange County. Who cares? Let's just sit in the snow up there. That's like where my friend Dennis lives. He like sits up there and he's got things that I've never even seen before. He's got like snow cats that are like, you know, they look like little Yugos, and he puts like tracks on them and they go like up the wall and down the stairs and like what is this thing? I'm like, I've never even seen anything like this. You know? And it's like that guy Hawkeye with the freaking snow cat that like weighs 7,000 pounds. Was it Jeremy Renner? Boy, what a tough accident that was, that Jeremy Renner. I'm glad he's doing a little better, but man, that must have been awful. That's like going through hell and back. Anyway, it's Chris's Helpful Tips. It's 855-915-9636. You want to call in a request? And like I said, happy birthday to my friends. I'm thinking about this little dog, Thunder. And he's a sweet boy. And we're going to play some songs for Thunder here today on the show. And I am here with you until 8 p.m. Next one up is Walk a Mile in My Shoes by Joe South. Listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Here with you, it's 8 p.m. It's Chris Earle. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. That's Bob Marley for you. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 8 p.m. Usually I like to yak a little bit, but I'm going to play some tunes for you today. And we can yak a little bit if you want to call in. It's 855-915-9636. It's the new year. And, you know, things just keep on going by, you know. The new year and Christmas and, you know, everything just seems to fly by as you get older. And I hope you had a nice Christmas, a New Year's, a both. Everybody's been sick, myself included. You know, in December, I got a little bit of the flu, and it was pretty rough. But I'm doing better now. And I took this as kind of a challenge for 2024 to take care of myself a little better and be able to fight some of these battles a little better with COVID and the flu and anything else that comes up, especially as you get a little older, your resistance may be down a little bit, or you just kind of beat. So, I just started taking care of myself. I've been taking care of myself food-wise and exercise-wise, and hopefully I can keep it up. We'll see what happens. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm setting some goals, and hopefully I can attain them. And hopefully you'll be here with me over the next few months, and I'll be able to hand out some positive results for you. So 5:31 in the evening here in Medford, Massachusetts. It is still kind of a ghost town out here at Tufts University. And, you know, students, I wonder, there's got to be winter sessions and people around, people hiding down in the cellars looking at computers and doing experiments and things of that nature, studying, just hanging out. I remember those old days when I went to UMass and Amherst, and I didn't get as much studying done as I probably should have, but I did okay. I fooled around a lot, but I did all right. And I remember those late nights when it was cold and you just got a book and you were able to study, you got a hot chocolate, hang out, and it was nice. It was a nice memory, like, oh, I'm feeling accomplished and I'm safe, you know, those days when you're just living, you know, and responsibilities aren't there for you. The responsibilities come more later and later. So if you're a student and you're at Tufts University, enjoy it, because it's going to get it gets much serious as you get older, but enjoy it while you got it. And for anybody who's an adult, make sure you take some time out for yourself and appreciate everything that you've got. It is a feat to be here on Earth every single day and every single year. And if anything we have in common, it is time. We are all here on Spaceship Earth for the time being. And in 100 years, all new people. So enjoy the time that you have with the people that are here. And hold people close, loved ones and pets and family and friends. And I really hope that you learn this year that some things aren't that important. 5:33 in the evening, it's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm going to play some songs from 1994, 2004, and 2014 to give you a little idea of what songs were like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and 30 years ago. But for right now, I'm going to play this one from the Thompson Twins, Hold Me Now.
Picture pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, we're tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears. Cry until dawn. Oh, hold me now. Oh, warm my heart. Stay with me. Let love in start. Let love in start.
You say I'm a dreamer. We're two of a kind. Some perfect world we know we'll never find. So perhaps I should leave here. Yeah, go far away. But you know that there's nowhere that I'd rather be than with you.
Just what I'm asking it for. Oh, 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 oh.
WMFO in Medford's Chris Earle. I'm going to play a few for you from 2014, 2004, and 1994. So we're going to go back 10 years, we're going to go back 20 years, and we're going to go back 30 years. So I'm going to start in 2014. This song is 10 years old. For some people, it's like a blip. For others, you're like, that's old. It's Meghan Trainor here on Chris's Helpful Tips.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom, that all the boys chase, and all the right junk, in all the right places. I see the magazines, working out Photoshop, we know that shit ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect, from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about.
I'm all about that bass. No trouble. No treble. I'm all about the bass. Meghan Trainor, if she were like sitting right next to me here at WMFO, I'd be like, who the hell are you? No idea. She's from Nantucket, Massachusetts. I didn't know that. Matter of fact, I didn't even know her name until I played that song. Can you believe it? That's what happens when you're old. She was born in December 22nd, 1993. God. Like, I was out getting booty back then in 93. I was getting booty. I could have had a little Meghan Elizabeth Trainor of my own, you know? Could have had, like, my daughter sitting around singing, I'm all about that bass, about that bass, about that bass. You're like, geez, will you stop? Like, stop shaking your ass. You're 12. I'm seeing this trend, you know? It's getting worse as we get older. Like, I was watching, like, some videos. It wasn't videos. I was watching the New Year's Eve special. And most of them were just people shaking their ass. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, really? Is this music now? You're just shaking your ass? It's like, hey, and it's not just an ass. It's like an ass. It's like the size of 5 asses. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, what are they doing? How are you feeding that thing? What are you doing? You must be eating just like biscuits and corn all day. I don't get it. How do you get an ass that big? My ass is pretty big, but it's not that big. You know what I mean? Then again, I ain't plopping it down in the center of frickin' Times Square to show it off to everybody. And I'm just wondering, you know? I'm watching the music. I'm like, what is going on here? But Meghan Trainor, she's from Nantucket, Massachusetts. She's 30, so that means she's going to get next to an inch of snow. So she'll be out there partying on the beach, singing her stupid songs. Anyway, that song was from 2014. That's how far we've come in 10 years. Not that far. Not that far. It's a pretty good song, though. It's not bad. It's not bad. This one's better, though. Here's one of my favorites from 2014. It's Kesha, and it's Pitbull. Love Pitbull. I love him like, what is he, like bald and Spanish or something? I don't even know what he is. Pitbull were right next to me. I'd just be like, is it you? Is it Pitbull? Hi, Pitbull. How you doing, buddy? How you doing, Pitbull? I love your song. That song with Kesha where she shakes her ass.
Going down, I'm yelling timber, you better move, you better dance, let's make a night, you won't remember, I'll be the one, you won't forget.
Swing your partner round and round, end of the night is going down. One more shot, another round, end of the night is going down. Swing your partner round and round, end of the night is going down. One more shot, another round, end of the night is going
it's
down.
Going down. I'm yelling timber, you better move, you better dance. Let's make a night, you won't remember.
Club jumping like LeBron now. Bowl it, order me another round. Homie, we about to clown. Why? Cause it's about to go down. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night is going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night is going down. Swing your partner.
That's pretty good. See, I like that. That's great. Swing your party, do-si-do. Going timber. Pitbull's also known as Armando Christian Perez. He's born in 1981. So, he's a little older than what's-her-name, Meghan Trainor. But still, you know, he was in his diapers when I was you know, shooting BB guns down in Texas at armadillos. Anyway, that's what was going on in 2014. I'll play one more from 2014. This one is pretty good, I think, from what I remember. It's rude. As in, you're rude. As in, stop being so rude. What's the difference between rude and crude? Rude is when you throw your underwear against the gym locker room, and crude is when it sticks there.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Suffer love, my friend, but the answer is of luck, my friend, but no still means no.
Why you gotta be so rude? I don't know. It's magic. Magic with an exclamation point. Just like last week's Dinah with an exclamation point. I like that. I like names with exclamation points, you know? Except for that one. What the hell's the guy's name? It's like 69492XX21B or something. Pi sign. Like, isn't Elon Musk's guy, doesn't he have a kid that's like, named like the unpronounceable Klingon vowel for donut. I don't know. I'm spitballing here, everybody. Isn't that what they call spitballing? When you're making up stuff as you go along? I don't know. They had a lot of stuff upstairs, you know? Got a lot of stuff downstairs, too. Especially over age. You know? But I got a lot of stuff upstairs. Got to dispense with this wisdom. So, you want some advice? It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 8 p.m. It's music you don't like and advice you don't need. It's pretty much what it is, you know? You don't want to call in? It's fine with me. I'm having a great old time here by myself. You know, protecting myself from the COVID, the Hep C, whatever's going on. You know, you gotta watch out as you get older. This is the best advice I can give to you. Watch out. Watch out, everybody. It's coming. Whatever's coming, it's coming. I'll tell you, after I had the flu, man, I was just like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. I remember I'm like sitting there and I went to take a bath and I'm like laying in like, you know, 2 or 3 inches of like lukewarm water. You know, the water went lukewarm after about an hour. I'm just sitting there and I got my little XR phone in my hand and I'm just listening to like some Maroon 5 and I'm like, is this ever going to end? Is this sickness ever going to end? And I'm just like, I got the heater on and I'm just trying to relax and I'm like, I'm just going to fade away at any moment here. You got to watch out. Your flu could come and get you. You know, did in the dinosaurs, far as we know. Did in the dinosaurs. You know, something's going to wipe us out. It's going to be the flu, you know. It's going to be the COVID. It's going to be something. You know, maybe we can have a little more peace this year in 2024. I don't know. I'm kind of like the John Lennon, Yoko Ono, you know, peace of you, you know, if you want it, war's over. But then Paul McCartney's just like, yeah, it's great to say that, but that doesn't make it happen. Ass, you know, get your head out of your ass, John, Yoko. It's like I'm spitting out hits here and you're sitting in a freaking hotel room with a bunch of hippies talking about war ending. It's like, do something about it. You know, stop ordering McDonald's and Starbucks while you're sitting getting crumbs in the bed. Who likes to eat in bed? I don't. You know, you get crumbs in there. You know, Christmas time, there's like cookies flying around. I don't want to see any cookies near my bed. None. Zero. You know, maybe a cup of tea, but no cookies. You know, keep them in the dining room. You know, keep them in the kitchen. No food should belong in bed. That's my helpful tip for now. I'll give you another one when I come back. Right now, we've done 2014, so this was songs from 10 years ago. We heard that one and the other one and that one. We heard Meghan Trainor and Pitbull and Magic, exclamation point, like Dinah. And next we're going to hear Moron Number 5. Moron Number 5 from 2004. So we're going back 20 years. So we've had this freak in our lives for over 20 years now, this Adam Levine. But what a great voice he had. I'm like, oh, he's got the voice of an angel. Too bad he's got the freaking face of a horse's ass. listening to WMFO. I think you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I know one person who's listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My friend Jim. You hear me, Jim?
I can hear you loud and clear. Happy New Year, first off.
Happy New Year. Yeah, good to hear from you. You like the Maroon number 5, the Moron number 5?
I don't like any song with number 5. Makes me crazy.
All right,
I have too many numbers in my head. I go to a bank machine, I freeze if I forget the number,
I hear you.
These things happen, Remember lockers as a kid? You used to have to remember your lockers.
Oh, my God, I still have nightmares, the conversation.
Yeah, 2 to the left, 3 to the right, then 46 or something, and then, it still wouldn't work.
Imagine if that's the combo to the pearly gates. You get up there and they're like, all right, put in your numbers from your high school